Oh, I see you've come back for more. Thank you for joining the Comic Book Haters. We hate comic books. Technically, we don't. Schooly does. But DJ Slippers loves them. It's kind of a yin-yang thing. Very metaphysical. Regardless, thanks for joining us. Let's see what's going on with this episode.
Okay, everybody, we're back.
We're still working through our comic book hater homebrew.
Yeah,
Muffle Mouth.
And I'm still here.
Cappy still has returned. And we're still celebrating our 50th episode extravaganza.
Yep. I'll tell you, this is quite an extravaganza.
You know, it really is a crazy
special
surprise. What a coincidence. Cappy returned on the 50th episode.
Yeah.
It's
unbelievable.
It's almost like something from a comic book.
Yeah.
Well, it is.
Yeah.
Hey, the head on this beer is even bigger than the last one. Check this out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, you're not tilting the glass.
Yeah, but we're not really supposed to.
Hell yeah, you are.
I didn't tilt it.
I did.
Yeah, look at that.
Okay, Schooly, for this segment, you've got special breaking news.
Well, it's a slightly interesting story, and see, I was wondering whether I should even tell this in a podcast
or not. This is getting more and more festive by the minute.
Yeah, I'm feeling pretty festive.
Woohoo!
Now,
where's the piñatas?
This is gonna fuel some speculation out there. There's already speculation about Schooly G and his origin.
Yeah.
Orifice?
Is this 50th episode also going to have secret clues to Schooly's origin?
Listen, it doesn't.
It's like Lost.
But I know people are going to jump to the wrong idea about this.
Don't jump, everybody.
I'm
just going to throw this out there.
Okay, I don't want a lawsuit.
Don't try this at home.
Now, recently, you guys may be aware of Free Comic Book Day.
No.
I'm aware of Free Comic Book
Day. I was away.
Day.
I've been away.
Schooly G went to a comic shop and got some free fucking comics on free.
Now listen.
Wow. You listen, buddy. I didn't even go.
Listen.
I didn't even go to Free Comic Book Day.
I got two.
Oh, holy shit.
Listen.
Did you call me in the morning?
Yeah. Okay. Listen. This is, like I said, this is going to fuel speculation that is not true. But I happen to be at the local mall. Mm-hmm. Has a funny book shop now.
The shit mall?
Yeah. No, the...
Oh, right, right. The Fancy Pants mall.
Well, I wouldn't go that far. But
yeah, me either.
So I'm out there, and I'm out there with Lady G.
Right.
My wife.
Mm-hmm.
And
I know her.
Yeah, you do. I've met her. And basically...
Cool, he jumped to the point.
Yeah,
I was
you went there, you saw
Spawn
it?
Queen 4.
Oh, I think that comes out maybe this
week. Well, I went in to ask.
The movie?
Not yet.
No, the movie's not out yet.
Maybe coming soon. So I went in and I said, hey, do you have Bomb Queen 4? And he said, I don't know, let me check. And he said, boy, wait, while I'm checking, since you're here with your lady friend there, you're eligible for 2 free comic books because it's comic book day.
Did you get them?
I got right there.
They're right there, Cappy.
So,
one per customer?
That's right.
That's cheap as hell, man.
They also had a Wolverine Hero Clicks that I declined.
Why?
Wait. What is it? What was that?
A Wolverine Hero Click?
It's a little toy for, the game.
Yeah, for the Hero Clicks game.
That would have been cool. I mean, for free?
What the fuck's Hero Clicks?
It's a game. I don't know.
It's a toy game.
I've seen it.
Yeah.
There's a little base, and there's...
I got them free at, Wizard World and shit over there. Somewhere over there.
There's one up top there, Manta.
Yeah, a Black Manta. He's a fucking badass.
Cool. He looks cool.
Yeah. So anyway, Schooly, you turned down a Wolverine.
I did.
Hero goes, I don't know why.
I don't know why. Oh, God.
Why not?
Why did I come back? Why?
Well, hold on now. So, but this is a bonus, okay? This one?
Right. Okay, not a bad double pick there for free now.
I had a choice between 6 or 7 different comic books.
Yeah, now, and for the record, Schooly chose it looks like a Dark Horse flip book, Star Wars, and on the other side, Conan.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's an interesting combo.
I recall pegging you a while ago as being a Conan fan, and you declined.
I'm not.
You are. You picked fucking Conan as your free comic.
I did. I picked Star Wars as my free comic.
Oh, bullshit, man.
Star Wars cover was Conan. Star Wars cover was up.
I don't give a shit. You walked out of there with a Conan comic in your hands.
He told me it's a flip book. I had no idea what the fuck he meant.
Okay, guys.
Getting heated in here, motherfucker.
Happy we just missed you so much. I'm just kidding. Don't touch me there. Shut the hell up.
Hey, is this pre-Revenge of the Sith?
I don't know. I didn't read it.
You say, what is it?
I think it is pre-Revenge of the Sith.
Well, there's a Stormtrooper on the cover.
No, Clone Trooper.
Oh, right.
I did flip through Justice League. That's horrible.
Yeah, you also picked up Justice League. This is for kids.
I know it is. I didn't know. Should have told me that. And incidentally, the dude, he didn't really know what the hell was
going on.
There's
actually no dialogue in this Star Wars comic.
Really?
Uh-oh.
Well, that's dialogue. See, motherfucker, you're wrong.
Schooly, I mean, he should have told you. You were in a comic book shop in the mall. It's all for kids, man. Listen.
What the fuck do I know, man?
I
went in looking for Bomb Queen.
Okay.
He couldn't even help me. He called the other store up a little bit further up the road, you know?
Yeah.
And,
that's a good song.
And they said, I don't even know what that is.
I don't get it.
And he was like, oh, yeah, I don't think it's... I think issue one is the only one that's out. I'm like, motherfucker,
You didn't say motherfucker.
I did.
You did it.
I think it comes out tomorrow or today.
Okay.
Today, yeah.
Well, maybe I'll have to travel back and see, but he,
in
like...
In time.
Well, no. Back to the store.
If you could manage time, though, why not?
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't do it for fucking...
Hey, you guys got a robot. Why don't you work on a time machine?
We should. Maybe go back and find where we left episode, 36?
There's an episode missing.
We lost one. We'd go back in time and find where we put it.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so I called. The guy really didn't know what was going on. He thought they were only up to number one. They had a copy of number one
up there. Up to number one? What the fuck does that mean?
That was the only issue they've done.
Pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah. And it was all beat up and shit. So, anyway, I told him I'd be back later, perhaps.
Let me put
this shop into perspective for our many, many viewers, as Cappy says. This shop, folks, I went to, you know, I've been buying Infinite Crisis, even though I had it on order.
That's why I left.
Okay. You left because we knocked you unconscious and threw you in the trunk. I said it. All right. But anyway, I stopped doing that because Infinite Crisis
unconscious?
No, I still do that.
Yeah.
But I went there on the day Infinite Crisis came out, the biggest comic series of the year, or at least maybe not the biggest, but it's fucking up there. Yeah. They didn't have it.
See, man, I can feel your pain.
I was like, what?
Because I don't...
Wait, is that the one by comic books. Is that the one by my house?
No. This is the one in the mall.
The reason I'm
not big on the comic books, but I know I hate it when a record store does that.
You
go in and there's no fucking, you know, it's supposed to be out. You figure, oh, I don't need to order it because it's a major release.
I tell you what. When we went to try to find the Star Wars game, which you still haven't installed.
That's true. Let me clarify that. I did install the game.
While you were gone.
But my computer, new computer, haven't installed on the new one yet. Hey, maybe we should start a comic book haters gaming league.
Oh.
Wow.
Just
for the record, I'm really not into that. I mean, I'll play it, but I'm not into that shit.
Supers is a big old pussy.
Those games are stupid, man. I can't do that. That's too fast-paced for me.
Oh, come on. We'll find a game that... We'll have a bunch of different games that we can rotate.
Okay,
I'm liking this.
Yeah, and what's the first one? The Star Wars game.
Maybe we can do the Star Wars
game
first. Empires at War?
That's what it's called.
Okay.
I'll do it.
Okay. All right, so we'll leave that out to the fans. We'll put up something on the forum talking about games. Maybe we'll have some suggestions for games.
I really don't want to be associated with that whole gaming crowd.
Holy shit!
That's a little nerdy.
Yeah, right. Golden Plates.
Oh, boy. All right.
DJ Golden Plates Slewfist.
So anyway,
I want to meet this robot.
Okay, man, we'll introduce
him. He's in the shop, dude. He'll come back.
Yeah, I have a
bone or two to pick with him.
Okay. Right. I'm sure that it'll be a magical confrontation when Cappy meets...
Did you hear the roast? Oh, shit.
Roast?
I should have said anything.
Roast?
Yeah.
He didn't
Nothing.
Roast,
not,
dude.
Not really, dude.
He really didn't.
Yeah, no, it was cool.
It was kind of loving, in a way.
Yeah, it was, in a way.
It was nice.
Yeah.
So, Schooly, you went to Free Comic Book Day. I mean, that's a big moment.
Any hot chicks?
Yeah. No, there weren't.
Any...
No, man, I was the only person in there, and check this out. He had a table full of this free shit. It was like
and one
nobody,
per customer.
Yeah, and nobody was in there. Well, I don't begrudge him that.
Oh,
I mean,
come on,
got,
take whatever you want.
Well, though, in all honesty, I'm looking at these comics, these free ones. I'd rather take those little figures.
Yeah, me too, but I mean, hey,
green figures.
Oh, if somebody comes in, like, what time of the day were you in there?
3 or 4 o'clock.
Okay, it's 4 o'clock. The mall closes at 9.
Yeah.
This shit's free.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, the store's got to pay for them, but they're supposed to give them out free.
Was that Brainiac?
I would assume these places just give them out.
Is that bizarre?
I think they have to pay, like, shipping or something.
Yeah, okay, I got it.
I don't know. I don't know if they do or they don't. Whatever. It's pretty much free.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the point is get these people to read the fucking comics,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, who's
more powerful, Bizarro or Superman?
Well, who always wins?
Superman.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well,
but maybe it's because he outsmarts them.
Yeah, I just figure he's smarter.
Well, that's a power, isn't it?
No.
Super intelligence.
He's not super intelligent.
That's my power.
Hey, I think I read this Conan short story.
Don't admit that.
Yeah, I read a couple of them.
I didn't honestly look at these. I guess someday I will, but...
You're never gonna.
I bet you will. Someday I'm gonna be stuck on the shitter with nothing to read.
Hey, Sloofus, do you have this one? Looney Tunes 137?
No, I don't.
Bugs the size, Albuquerque's his destiny, but Yosemite Sam has something to say about that.
Oh!
No, but I'd like to see what happens when those two giants meet.
That's Rascally Rabbit.
Well, Schooly, I guess that's pretty much your review of Comic Book Free Day.
Comic Book Day, yeah. And
when was that? Was that like a week or two ago?
It was a couple weeks ago. It was beginning of May.
I wasn't here.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody was here.
Ooh, it's around Cinco de Mayo.
It was the day after.
Oh, yeah, it was, yeah.
With Seis de Mayo. But, I mean, like, this was just happenstance. Lady G and myself were getting our cell phone plan re-upped.
Oh, that's a big commitment.
It was, 2-year commitment.
Oh, wow.
Did you get a Razor?
I did get a Razor phone. Very nice.
No way.
Yeah.
I gotta get one of them.
It's all shiny.
Shiny happy phone?
Yeah, you can't see this on the radio, on the Radio Victrola thing, but look at it. Pretty happy now.
That is cool. Yeah. How much did that run you?
$80.
This is fascinating.
Yeah.
How many people do you think are still listening?
Somebody.
I don't know, but at least now we have an excuse as to why the ratings dropped.
Well, hold on a second. Let me point this out. There are a lot of people still listening to Podcast X. So if...
Oh. What? There are?
Yeah, I've seen comments on there.
I think it's the same guy.
You think so?
Yeah. Yeah, that guy that... Christopher...
Wait, podcast... Like wait a second. I misunderstood. What is this pod... I must have...
Nothing more should be spoken. I'm just pointing this out.
I've been out of commission
anyway,
for a little
pathetic.
While.
All right.
Okay, everybody. Well, Schooly G, what would you give Free Comic Book Day?
Oh, man. The finger.
Okay, fair enough. All right, everybody.
So long.
Thanks for celebrating.
I'm back.
Again.
I'm still back.
Hey, everybody. It's your old buddy, DJ Sleuthis. I'd just like to take a second to say thanks for listening to the Comic Book Haters Podcast. And please be sure to drop us a line. Let us know what you think. Send us a little email to thecomicbookhaters@yahoo.com. Or stop in by our blog. Umbrella Man does a lot of crazy images there for you to check out. Most of them he takes a couple shots at Schooly G. Always worth your while. And you can visit that at thecomicbookhaters.blogspot.com. And there is a link there to our fabulous forum where there's all kinds of crazy shit happening. Sure to entertain you or help you nurse away that hangover that you're probably experiencing right now. Alright, everybody. Enjoy the rest of this tune and we'll catch you next time. Peace out. Oh!